2 years have passed since Kachik's 18-vote victory after many recounts that saw the lead shift back and forth and delayed the senator's official arrival in Albany for 2 months. The seat was added to the Senate after the last round of reapportionment and was widely seen as tailor-made for then-Assemblyman Amador. Now, the tables have turned. Kachik is the incumbent lawmaker. The race is considered key as Republicans and Democrats fight for control of the Senate in November. The candidates today are as determined as they were last time around.
I'm standing up for my schools and making sure we're getting our fair share. In the past two budget cycles, we've seen an increase, a significant increase in education, in state aid to small cities and school districts in the 46th Senate District, and that's because I've fought for our fair share. One of the things I want to see a focus on is getting more high-speed internet service out into rural communities, because I think that's one of the things that will help spur economic development more than anything.
We need strong property tax reform and reduce our property tax burden. We want a strong economy and a strong job market. And people are very concerned, especially a lot of moms and parents who have children in school, with the Common Core.
The issue of votes in question has emerged once again. Kachik found herself knocked off the new Women's Equality Party due to invalid petition signatures. A state Supreme Court judge ordered 3,160 out of 4,444 signatures on her WEP petition designated invalid, leaving her well short of the 3,000 required to claim the line in November. Amador saw the WEP fiasco as an opportunity to hurl a stone or two. His campaign issued a press release that states, quote, Kachik's petitions were carried and signed out by out-of-district voters who have no ties to the 46th Senate District, including pages upon pages from Brooklyn and the Bronx. Amador says that shouldn't surprise anyone.
97% of the time, she votes and represents the special interest of New York City.
And the reason for that is most of the Senate Republicans run the floor of the Senate. So all the bills that come across the floor are Republican bills. So what he's saying is, I'm supporting Republican legislation just like all of my other Democratic colleagues in the Senate.
Businessman Amador's loss to Kachik, a school board member in 2012, came as a surprise. In fact, he gave a victory speech on election night. Weeks later, he was out of state government.
Well, obviously, the district was not drawing for me back in 2012. If so, I would be the senator.
Kachik will again make women's issues the centerpiece of her campaign.
I wish George would focus on the facts and the issues, because that's what the constituents in the 46th Senate District are interested in. And there are some differences between George and I. One of them is that he is pro-life and has said that in the past he's pro-life with no exceptions. And he will not vote for and hasn't voted for, and he has a voting record, to support women's issues. He did not support issues on the women's equality agenda, such as pay equity. And he has clearly said he would not support codification of Roe v. Wade into state law.
Amador called Kachik hypocritical.
I support women's rights. I support 9 points or 9 planks of the women's equality agenda, particularly with ensuring pay equity. It's unfortunate, though, that the Democrats and the Democratic Party in the Senate, like Cecilia Kachik, is holding up these very important 9 issues because they want to have abortion up to the date of birth with non-doctors performing that procedure.
In anticipation of a successful run, Amador will be joined this Saturday by Congressman Chris Gibson, local elected officials, and supporters for the grand opening of the Ulster Victory headquarters in Kingston. The 46th Senate District covers parts of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster counties, and all of Greene and Montgomery counties. Next Tuesday will be a long day for the candidates, scheduled to debate in the morning in Kingston and in the evening in Schenectady. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.